This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Fake news has been a rallying cry from the White House for the past 3 years. And there certainly is fake news that can make our blood boil, because some people somewhere will believe it. The news around drugs for COVID has been misleading and sensationalized. All the hype around the malaria drugs like hydroxychloroquine have not been evidence-based, and they were not peer-reviewed. While peer review certainly has its faults, it nonetheless brings us a lot closer to accuracy than without it. When unsubstantiated reports are published, it leaves patients and doctors confused, and therapy can be misdirected. It is hard to get companies to develop new drugs for viral pandemics. As you'd expect, the reason is money. Most viruses that cause a large outbreak last for a relatively short period of time, usually no more than a year or two. SARS lasted from 2002 to 2003. But by the time a drug is developed, evaluated, mass-produced, and marketed, the epidemic is over, and the company loses its market and its ability to make money. This is perhaps why, with COVID, people are looking through their shelves to see what they already have that might work. Well, the drug maker Gilead found a drug called remdesivir that was a drug without a disease to treat. It was developed for Ebola, but it was ineffective for that virus. So let's try it with COVID. Well, a story this week in the online publication Stat reported early data on remdesivir. The report suggested that sick people were responding to treatment. The problem is that the researchers' observation was taken without their permission during an internal scientific discussion. It was not meant for public distribution. Further, the study design was weak, and it doesn't allow for an accurate assessment of the drug's real effect. Regardless, according to healthnewsreview.org, the day after the report, shares of Gilead stock went up 16%. Coincidental? While the COVID pandemic is unique in many ways and has created huge hurdles for all of us, the behavior on the part of medical journalists is not new. Many medical journalists are ill-prepared to cover their medical beat. They have moved from City Hall to sports and now medicine. But covering a special niche topic like medicine or economics or climate change requires some special knowledge. Every medical journalist should be required to go to a research boot camp. They should become familiar with basic research approaches, biases and designs, the sneaky ways that conflicts of interest can influence reporting, and, most importantly, journalism ethics. The gold star for medical reporting does not go to the journalist who breaks a partial or inaccurate or bootlegged story first. The gold star goes to the journalist who methodically understands the process, reports only when the data is complete, and insists on asking outside researchers with no conflicts of interest for their candid opinions on the study, and only then presents a balanced report. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.